$25,000 a year. And you know who's going to pay for those.
Yep.
So get ready. Taxes going up. Hey, John McShaffrey joins us right now, Community Outreach Manager for the Florida Department of Transportation, District 7. And we wanted to talk to him about the I-275 West Shore project that is now finished. And first of all, for those who aren't familiar, John, tell us what the project was.
Well, good morning, Jack. Sure. We had a project in the West Shore area on I-275, basically from coming off the Howard Franklin Bridge to Lois Avenue. And the project was to make traffic flow better through that area. And the way that we achieved that, prior to the project, there were some major pinch points in each direction of I-275 and the State Road 60 interchange area, where the lanes merged from three lanes to two lanes. Then they opened back up to additional lanes on either side after you got through the State Road 60 area. Well, this project eliminated those merges, and that allowed the traffic to flow much more freely on I-275.
Well, that's good. And how long has this been going on?
Well, this project was about 16 months of construction, which is really good for a project of that size to get it done in that amount of time.
Yeah, and this is northbound on 275 coming from St. Pete, Clearwater?
That's correct, but we also did some improvements on southbound. We had a pinch point on southbound in the same area. After you pass the exit that goes to westbound 60 and towards Tampa International Airport, you had to go down to two lanes in that area, and then it opened back up as you got towards the Howard Franklin. We also added another lane in that area, as well as some lanes on the interchange ramps at State Road 60 to allow the traffic to flow on those ramps just a little more freely as well.
Yeah, and are there any plans for I-275 southbound going on to I-4 to expand that in any way?
Well, we're looking at future projects to in that area, as well as in the same area where we just did the work on this project. There'll be some future work to rebuild that State Road 60 interchange and make it even better than it is today. We need to make some improvements in there, particularly to move the traffic on and off State Road 60 onto I-275, but downtown as well. We do have some improvements coming ultimately in that area as well.
Now, what is State Road 60? What is that known as?
State Road 60 is also known as Memorial Boulevard, and as you go towards the airport and up towards the Courtney Campbell Causeway, then, of course, it goes into the Veterans Expressway. So that's a real important interchange area in the Tampa Bay area. The I-275, State Road 60, or Memorial Boulevard interchange takes really a majority of the traffic in the Tampa area.
Well, that's great to see these improvements happening, John, and thank you for joining us on AM Tampa Bay this morning.
Anytime, Jack. Glad to be here, and we're glad to get another project out of our way.
Oh, how true. And John McShaffrey is the Community Outreach Manager of the Florida Department of Transportation, District 7.